EVP. Ramps up. Scrutiny of curricular practical training. Authorizations. U.S. Customs and Immigration Enforcement's ICE, Student and Exchange Visitor Program, SEVP, issued two broadcast messages in August 2026, directing designated school officials, DSOs, to apply heightened scrutiny to curricular practical training, CPT authorizations. The guidance clarifies how SEVP evaluates whether practical training is integral to a student's established curriculum without altering the underlying CPT regulations. Quick hits. SEVP issued broadcast message 260801 on August 12th to 6, signaling heightened scrutiny of CPT authorizations that may not satisfy regulatory requirements. Broadcast message 260802 issued August 24th to 6, provides additional Q&A guidance on when practical training is considered integral to an established curriculum. Both messages are directed at DSOs and SEVP-certified schools rather than employers, and they do not create new regulations or alter existing CPT requirements. On August 12, 2026, SEVP issued broadcast message 260801 to DSOs at SEVP-certified schools, reminding them of their obligations when authorizing CPT. The message notes an increase in CPT authorizations that may not satisfy regulatory requirements, particularly where the training is not integral to an established curriculum or directly related to a student's major area of study, and indicates SEVP may request documentation to confirm the curricular basis for an authorization. On August 24, 2026, SEVP issued a follow-up guidance document, broadcast message 260802, with additional questions and answers addressing how SEVP assesses whether practical training is integral to a curriculum. The guidance distinguishes CPT from optional practical training, OPT, noting that CPT guidance focuses on whether practical training is a required component of the curriculum, and states that formal DSO authorization and Student and Exchange Visitor Information System, SEVIS, record updates are required before a student begins CPT. According to the client alert, the two broadcast messages constitute agency-level guidance rather than a new rule or final agency action, and they do not alter existing CPT regulations. SEVP has indicated it will scrutinize CPT authorizations more closely where it suspects abuse, while acknowledging that schools, not the federal government, define degree requirements. The guidance is directed at DSOs and their institutions rather than employers, and creates no new compliance obligations for employers directly. However, employers may want to be prepared to provide detailed documentation establishing that they will provide a quality practical training experience related to the student's major area of study. Ogletree Deacon's Immigration Practice Group will continue to monitor developments and will post updates on the Higher Education and Immigration blogs as additional information becomes available. Follow and subscribe. LinkedIn, Instagram, webinars, podcasts.